Welcome, Soul Play campers. We have one of our Soul Play featured camp counselors who is an author. She's also an illustrator, a mom. She's got a lot of great things going on. But today we want to talk to Wendy Fadan about being an author. So, hey, Wendy, thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm so happy. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, you are a multi-talented camp counselor for Soul Play, and we are enjoying your contributions in different ways and places in the camp. And we wanted to talk to you as an author today because you have authored several books, and in particular, you have a whole series that you came out with pretty recently called Wearing My Weird. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, and I love the story behind Wearing My Weird, and I want all of our Soul Play campers to hear it, especially those who might be around the same age as you were when you started writing this this book. So let's jump in. Tell us how Wearing My Weird first started.
Yes, the funny thing is, the story is about my experience as a 12-year-old, 11/12-year-old, growing up in Canada, and experiencing my life as a youngster, and experiencing my life in Canada, and then having the experience of finding out, oh, we're moving to the United States.
Mm.
And not only are we moving to the United States, we're moving to North Carolina.
Mm.
Quite a culture shift from Ontario, Canada to North Carolina in the United States.
Right.
Yeah. And where we didn't know anybody. So it was, I wrote this originally when I was 12 years old.
Now, did you write it like a journal or a diary, or did you write it like a story?
I actually did write it as kind of as if I was an older person looking back, sort of, or maybe just slightly older than I was, maybe, because I wrote it in kind of the past tense. My very first words when I looked back at what I originally wrote were, it wasn't easy being an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
I was 12 years old when I started.
Yeah, right.
And, of course, I didn't know, where I was going to go with it. I just wanted to write down my experience because, of course, it was the most amazing experience I had had yet in my life, so
sure.
I have to write this down, and mm-hmm. I ended up writing 104 pages, actually.
Wow.
I thought, wow, this is a book, and I thought, well, this is kind of a short book, but it's still a book. And,
awesome.
Of course, I tried to get it published, because as ambitious as I was, sent it to a bunch of publishers as a 12-year-old. And,
oh, good for you.
Yeah, thank you. Got back a bunch of rejections, and unfortunately, I allowed that to suppress my dream.
Yeah,
for a while.
Yeah,
and that's unfortunate that
mm-hmm.
I allowed that to happen.
Mm-hmm. But very common.
Telling me it's like, yeah, you get rejection letters as part of being a writer. I also thought, why would I think? I kind of beat myself up a little bit.
Mm.
Hide,
Like, who wants to hear my story?
Yes.
So then you put the story away for how many years?
Boy, let's see. That was back in about, I think it was 1988 when I first wrote it. And then it was the year 2000 when I finally picked it back up again.
Mm.
Okay, so that was like 12, 13, kind of years later, I finally picked it back up again, and I decided to rewrite the whole thing
mm-hmm.
because I had learned quite a lot, of course, about writing at that point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I had gotten a minor in college on creative writing,
mm-hmm.
and I knew I always needed to rewrite it. I always knew that I had to get that story out in the world, or at least out for myself. And the more I wrote it, the more I realized, wow, this is really becoming something special.
Mm.
And I thought, I'm not just going to write this for myself anymore. This really, I am going to go ahead and and self-published this book. And it ended up being three books because it was just getting so lengthy. It just separated so well into three segments, because there was my life in Canada. Mm-hmm. There was the segment of time where I found out I was moving and dealing with all those internal issues.
Mm-hmm.
Internal issues.
Yeah.
And then the experience of moving to the United States and meeting new friends there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there were definitely three big things going on.
And looking back on those three big things, does one of them stand out as maybe the hardest, or one of them stand out as the favorite, or is it all, even though it's three distinctive areas of the experience, do they have like a kind of a different ranking for you in ways?
I always thought that the second book was probably the roughest, because there are some death issues that I deal with. We had a couple pets that had to be put down, or actually one of our pets had to be given away to Maine Society, and then the other one had to be put down because she was just too old to, our dog was too old to survive the trip, so we knew we needed to put her down humanely. So there are issues like that that I had, and of course the set, so I can, when you look at the Star Wars trilogy or the Lord of the Rings, you know, the middle book or the middle movie is always the roughest, and I feel like that's the same thing with my trio. So I was like, I wonder if that's always the case when it comes to a set of three books.
Yeah. Well, and if we think about it, it's sort of the beginning and the ending is the first, because it's an end of an era, the end of a time. The middle is where you're really actually processing it all, and then the third one being a new beginning.
And
the other thing I love about this, Wendy, is it fits so well with a lot of the things that we've been talking about in the Soul Play Camp, with the soul's journey, because we all have a spirit or a soul, and all these different things happen to us in our life, and we make different decisions and things happen, but it's the same, you know, the same 11-year-old is now this mom to your beautiful Jack and Rose, who we totally love at Soul Play Camp. Now, how old are they now?
They're about to turn, Jack's about to turn 7, Rose is about to turn 9. I can't believe it.
I know, it goes fast, it seriously does. So if you think about it, in 2 more years, Rose will be 11, and that's where our soul's journey, for me anyway, it really kind of comes into a new perspective when we look at our kids and we look at, you know, just that circle of life. So it's fabulous.
Right.
So,
and one more thing I just want to say about the whole thing about that second book, you know, it deals with change. I think that's like the hardest thing, transition.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
For anybody to do any kind of transition.
Yes, and the death part is very hard, and we have a couple of Soul Play Camp counselors, you know, that work with us with grief and death, because that is part of our lives. You know, we do lose pets, or we lose loved ones, and sometimes it's a grandparent, or, you know, sometimes it's somebody else that you wouldn't expect, you know, and that can be just so tough, part of our life, part of our soul.
Yeah.
So, great. Now, getting back to the Wearing My Weird series. So, as you were rewriting it, the one book turned into three. So, you actually published all three at the same time?
Yeah. Pretty much. The third one, I hadn't completely finished writing, so that one took a longer time to get out. The first two pretty much came out back to back.
Okay, all right.
And then the third one, after a few more months, I was finally able to release that one.
Mm-hmm.
So happy they're all out as a set now.
Yeah. Well, you know, self-publishing has become, you know, such a way to go. You know, I could talk to you about publishing for a long time, because I got a stack of rejection letters myself, you know, with Lori Stories back in the 90s. And
like, it's what us writers have to deal
with. You know, and then just the publishing world itself is has really downsized in the number of actual publishers that there are, you know. So I asked this question knowing what the publishing world is like, do you think that you self-published because of your early rejections, or did you talk to publishers this time around, or did you just say, you know what, I want control of this and I want it on my time schedule? I mean, what went into your decision to self-publish the series?
I think it was definitely my, you have me as called the Create Away Counselor.
Yes.
I think it definitely came from that because I've worked in the corporate world and I kind of know the inside of like why people choose to, I've never worked for a publisher, but I know that when it comes to commercial stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, companies have to make their decisions on what to publish based on what is trendy,
mm-hmm.
based on what they know will sell,
right?
That kind of thing. Yeah. And I thought, you know what? I don't care about that with these books.
Yeah.
Books aren't about that. It's not for me, it's not about for these books. I'll go ahead and sell them and see if I make any money from it, but it wasn't for commercial success.
Yeah.
For me it was because I wanted to get this little girl's voice out there.
Great.
I wanted this little girl's Little Wendy's story out there,
mm-hmm.
wanted to make her dream come true.
Yes.
And that was what it was all about for me. And also just to, really, so that was what it was about, to create a way to make her books a reality, you know.
Right.
And it was also important to me to really do it as well as I could. I wanted the writing to be, you know, as good as I could make it.
Mm-hmm.
I really, that was important to me, not to just get out something, but to do something that I knew was good, and it felt good.
Absolutely. Well, I love the chapter that you shared with us.
Thank you.
And I just love the whole concept of it. And, you know, with the Creative Spirit Families and the Leaping Literacy Creative Spirit Families branch of the library, we really want to encourage kids and, you know, people of all ages,
yeah.
to publish their stories, because if you're not attached to, I will admit, for a number of years, I thought Scholastic could not live without me. They just didn't know it. And then I finally kind of came to the conclusion, oh, I guess they're going to go on without me, and I'm going to go on without them, you know. But we do have a place in this library where people can come and publish and sell if they want to sell,
yeah.
or give it away if they want to give it away. And in the world of ebooks, it's so cool because you can download things. So I just love that you are giving your small Wendy, your young Wendy, her voice out in the world with this. And that is truly what you're about with Create a Way,
yeah.
where you just make your way. You
exactly.
create it.
I really promote that with anybody who writes, and if your passion is writing, it's just the whole message of don't give up, and you have a voice, and only just the whole, someone else said these words, but these are one of some of my favorite words, nobody else can tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
Someone might have an idea that is similar to yours, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You can write it the way you can write it.
Absolutely. I love that. Very inspirational and
yeah.
so right on. And the other thing is that in this world of digital sharing, you know, a lot of people blog, and I've actually been terrible with my blog this summer, but I know you have a great blog and a lot of people blog, and there's a lot of different ways that you can present your voice in that way, and to me, that's a great place to start. If you have a book inside you, but you might feel intimidated or overwhelmed with the idea of it, a blog is a great place to show up. Would you agree?
I totally agree. I remember when I opened up my very first, when did I first start blogging? Around 5 years ago or
mm-hmm.
something. And it was, I was I was scared and excited at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love that they use the word publish. At least mine does. You know, you're ready to publish this. And when you're done, you hit the word publish. You know, because for so long that word just, you know, as someone who got a lot of rejection letters too, it was like, ooh, publish, you know.
Yes.
Like, right?
Publish? Is it ready to be published?
Yeah.
Oh, just hit publish.
I know. And in the world of blogs, at least, you can always go back and fix something later if
that's
you want
right,
to.
That's right.
So that's great. Well, you've given a lot of great author inspiration and advice, Wendy, and I love the whole story behind Wearing My Weird, and it will be linked, of course, from the site, and I encourage our Soul Play campers to support Wendy and support yourselves, you know, with when we read each other's books and we read each other's inspirations, it's in support of each other, you know, and in support of ourselves, too. So, and are there any other final tips for authors that you, I know you've given us some great ones. You can either just do a recap, or if there's one last one you have. Let me hand the mic back to you for the ending here.
Well, one thing I'd like to suggest to any young writers out there, and if you ever, I thought I'd kind of just give you a little like writing exercise idea.
Great.
Kind of based on some things I used to do when I was when I was younger. It's kind of ironic that my first set of books that came out are about my own life.
Right.
Because when I started writing, I would actually write myself in fictitious situations.
Mm.
So I would just, maybe kind of a fun exercise for you to try out is take one of your favorite movies and put yourself as the character. And yourself in your town, in your house. But, you know, take this story idea. Like, for example, I loved the movie Gremlins when it came out.
Right.
And what I did was I imagined what my life would be like if I was the character who discovered the little Mowgli character.
Yeah.
The little gremlin character, and had that happen in my school and around my life, you know, just kind of imagining what things would be like if I was that person, if I was the main character.
Oh, fun.
So it's kind of a fun exercise, to a fun writing exercise, I think.
Absolutely. That's a great one. So there you go, Soul Play Campers, a great invitation from our author, Wendy Fadan, today. And we have a sharing place on Facebook, as well as our other forum that I mentioned. And I think it's just a sign of our digital times, too, where we can share our ideas and stories with each other in lots of different formats. So if somebody has some ideas that they want to share, you can just even just go on Facebook and share them with us on the page, or share them with your Facebook friends. And that's maybe even one step back before the blog.
You know? Yes.
I often see people's Facebook posts that I think are just great blog posts. You know, they
right.
So, super. Well, thank you so much for that. And I'm glad that you listened to your inner Wendy, your young Wendy, and glad that you have had this create a way inspiration for yourself and others, Wendy. So thank you so much for sharing that today with us.
Thank you, Lori, for the opportunity to share. I appreciate that very much.
Yay, Soul Play. Thanks, Wendy. We'll talk again.
Okie doke.